也让我们能够听见你的话，把这点时间交在你手里，靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Lord, we thank you that you have given us your precious word, and so now we continue to commit this time to you, that you may bless our time together.
Amen.
We pray all these things in your own precious name.
Amen. 我们刚才已经读到，我注意到，就是马太福音十三章是解释整本马太福音最重要的一章。
Just as we mentioned that Matthew 13 is where.It's the key passage that explains the whole entire Matthew Gospel.
原来主告诉我们说，这是天国的奥秘。
And the Lord revealed to us that this is the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
而且是从创世以来所隐藏的奥秘。
And that is concealed right from the beginning of the world.
在主以前没有人看见。
And before the Lord, nobody sees that.
所以是我们的主把它解开的。
And it is our Lord who reveals that to us.
所以主说门徒们是有福的。
And so the Lord says, blessed are the disciples.
他们的眼睛有福，因为他们看见了。
Yeah, blessed are their eyes because they have seen.
他们的耳朵有福了，因为他们听见了。
Blessed are their ears because they have heard.
那为什么是奥秘呢？
Why do we refer that as a mystery?
奥秘不是说人什么都没有看见。
Mystery doesn't mean that man has not seen.
好像瞎子摸象一样。
It is not like the blind that touching.
有的人摸到他的鼻子。
Some the blind touches the nose.
他说这是像水管一样。
So it's just like a water pipe.
如果你摸到了大象的肚子。
And if you were to touch the belly of the elephant.
那你说象像个鼓一样。
And then you say that it is just like a big bowl.
都对。
They are all correct.
但也都不对。
And they were all wrong.
原因在哪里呢？
What's the problem?
就是他们没有看见那个象的全貌。
They have not seen the entire elephant.
你就看到象的全貌，你才能把象看得清楚。
Only that we have seen the entire elephant, then we will understand how the elephant.
那你今天读很多关于国度的书。
And that we have read on many books regarding the kingdom of heaven.
他们都有圣经的根据。
They are according to the biblical references.
但是你看见他们所讲的国度。其实呢，不是国度的全貌。
And they, what they have touched on is not the entire kingdom of heaven.
为着他们所看见，他们要把很多圣经里面所记载的把它丢在一边。
And because they have seen all this, they will also discard many verses from the Bible.
所以，如果你把圣经里面所给我们的资讯通通放在一起
，And even with the example, gather all the information given in the Bible.
我们应该可以看见天国的全貌才对。
That we will be able to see the entire kingdom.
比方说，在教会历史。
And perhaps in the history of the church,
许多时候讲到神的国的时候
，and many a time it touches on the kingdom of God.
他特别讲到神怎样在我们心里掌权
，and it emphasizes how God has reigned in our heart.
他把神国、天国外面的通通把它放下了
，and that they have put down all the things referred to the kingdom.
你不能说他是错的
we can't say that it's wrong.
他说什么时候神在我心中作王，这个就是国度开始了。
And the beginning of the kingdom refers to the moment that God raised in my heart.
这是真的。
And that is true.
那么也有人认为说
And there are some who think that
这是很大的进步。
And that is a great improvement.
神的国呢和主耶稣发生关系。
And the kingdom of God has so close relationship with Jesus Christ.
那神的国就主耶稣一进到我们的时间，一进到我们的空间里面。
And the moment that the Lord Jesus enters into our time, enters into our space,
那神的国就在我们中间了。
And the kingdom of God is in our midst.
你看这个解释也是不错的。
And that is also a good explanation.
那么还有人认为说，圣经里面讲到这个国神的国的时候
，And there are some who touches on when they mention about the kingdom of God.
或者天国的话
，We're talking about the kingdom of heaven.
那一定是指着将来说的。
And it refers to the future.
指着将来千年国度来说的。
It refers to the millennial kingdom.
答对。就是这样主张的。
And this is what our brother David says.
所以大卫认为说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And says that the kingdom of heaven is near that you need to confess.
大卫就觉得说，那个时候呢，主耶稣是把天国应许给了以色列人、犹太人。
Then David thinks that God has given the promise of the kingdom of heaven to the Israelites.
那结果呢，他们拒绝了我们的主。
And that they have rejected our God.
本来呢，这个天国应该是他们的。
And you know that originally this kingdom belongs to them.
结果因为他们拒绝的缘故
And because they have rejected,
所以呢他就把天国就延就 postpone 就迟延了
And so the kingdom was postponed.
本来千年国应该就在主耶稣那时候出现。
We know the millennial kingdom is supposed to appear during the time of Jesus.
因为他们不相信，所以呢就把国度就往后推了。
And because of their unbelief, this kingdom was postponed.
所以大卫他们说。
And this is why the group.
所以马太五章、六章、七章不是给基督徒的。
And so Matthew 5, 6, 7, they are not given to Christians.
是给犹太人的。
And that is, they are given especially.
如果他们那个时候接受主耶稣的 offer,
And at that time, if you were to receive or accept Jesus' offer,
那么他们就要像马太五章、六章、七章一样那过日子的。
And they will be able to live a life just like Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
所以大卫和其他弟兄们说，你看，这个马太五章、六章、七章是为犹太人，不是为了基督徒的。
And so Brother David and the other brothers, they felt that Matthew 5, 6, 7 are meant for the people of Israel.
所以大卫就说了，他说，那一个犹太人拒绝我们的主。
And because the Israelites rejected our God.
现在我们的主只好上十字架。
And then our Lord has compelled to go to the cross.
然后来拯救我们这些外邦人。
In order to redeem us as Gentiles.
然后才有十字架的故事。
And after that, then they have the story of the
church. 然后才有教会的故事。
And then they will have the story of the church.
那这样讲有一个难处。
And there's some problems with this.
变成十字架不是神永远的旨意。
And so that the cross is not the eternal purpose of God.
十字架乃是因为神好像在以色列人身上碰了钉子了。
It's an excuse that God, Lord has, because they have encountered some problem.
那现在我转了方向，我就让主耶稣钉在十字架上。
And so to turn the direction in order to have Christ to be new on the cross.
所以你看，圣经里没有这样的思想。
And that is not the fault in the Bible.
原因在哪里呢？
The problem is,
就像大卫有一班弟兄们就认为说，这里的天国就指着将来那个国。将来那个国度说的，而且是跟犹太人发生关系，所以讲的国度就是千几年千年国，那是地上的国度，那是个犹太色彩很浓的国度，所以有一般的弟兄姊妹，这就是那一般跟随加尔文的弟兄姊妹，那就是改革中 reform 这般弟兄们，他们没有办法接受这样的说法。
They can't accept this thing.
怎么天国会变成犹太色彩那么浓厚的呢？
How come the kingdom has now transformed into a few of the traditional?
这个怎么天国变成地上的国度呢？
And how come the kingdom has now become the kingdom of earth?
所以他们觉得是他们不能够接受的。
And so they felt that they cannot accept that thing.
所以你看，在国度这件事情上。
And so the moment we talk about these issues of kingdom.
你看，你有两个极端的说法。
We know that there are two.
对于大卫这一班的弟兄姊妹来说，
and according to our brother David and his followers,
那么他们认为讲的国度就是指着将来千年国说的。
The moment they talk about kingdom, they refer to the millennial kingdoms in the future.
那当然犹太色彩是很浓的。
Of course, it is full of the traditional colors of.
但 reform 的弟兄们觉得不是。
But the reformers felt that they are.
你这种圣经明明告诉我们教会是属灵，国度是属灵的。
Talk about kingdom is a spiritual one.
我们的主明明说我的国不属于这个世界。
Because our Lord Jesus says that my kingdom doesn't belong to this earth.
所以你怎么会叫他们能够以为说？天国原来就这么一回事呢，所以他们认为天国是属灵的。今天我们已经在神的国度里面
了，
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这有两班不同的说法。那大卫这班说法慢慢就被很多弟兄们姊妹接受了。
And many brothers and sisters have accepted them.
因为好久以前，
because long ago,
大概是56年或者快70年前，
so almost about 70 years ago,
那个时候在美国有一个很有名的这个 reference Bible 参考圣经叫做 Scofield reference Bible. Scofield reference Bible. 斯科夫。
Scofield Bible, famous Bible.
那这个斯科夫参考圣经为什么呢？因为很受欢迎，每家他们都有这个斯科夫的圣经参考圣经。
This Scofield reference Bible is so popular that almost every family has one.
那斯科夫他虽然是 reform 的人，
and although that Scofield belongs to a reformist,
他是属于 congregationalist， 是他是公理中的。
And he belongs to the congregation.
但是呢，他觉得神的话应该像大卫所说的。
And he felt that what God says to be like what our brother David.
所以呢，他很自然的，因着他的影响，很多很多人都觉得大卫讲的是对的。
And because of his influence, they felt what our brother David has said is was correct.
然后慢慢就引起了学术界的注意。
And that arousal the
academic
circles of the.
结果呢，他们就好好的读大卫，他们所给我们看见的亮光。
And so they really expound on what the light has given to them.
结果他们就接受了。
And so they have accepted.
那这个提醒叫 dispensational teaching， 叫做时代派的教训。
And so they become the teachings of the dispensations of the teaching.
那实在说来，这是大卫他们的教训。
And that is actually the teachings of David.
所以他们相信说，你讲的天国就是指的 postponed kingdom， 指着延后的。国度来说。
And so the moment they talk about the kingdom, they refer to the kingdom that has been postponed.
那所以在美国就有了很有名的学校是专门围绕在这个真理上的。
And so there's a famous institution in America, they center and focus upon this part.
那就是 Dallas Theological School.
And that is the Dallas Philosophy School.
那还有一个是 Westminster Theological School. Westminster.
There's a Westminster school.
那么这个 Westminster 呢，他们乃是 follow 达尔文的，达尔文的。加尔文的。
Calvin.
Yeah, 所以这是属于 Reform 的弟兄姊妹。
And so they belong to the Reformists.
那么你看见是两个极端了。
And you can see that two extreme camps.
对于 reform 来讲，教会是属灵的，是今天的。
And to the reformers, the church today is spiritual.
对于 dispensation 时代派的弟兄姊妹，那么这个国度呢是将来的。
And the dispensation to them it refers to the kingdom in future.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？这是为什么我们说天国是个奥秘。
And that is the reason why that we refer to the kingdom as the mystical world.
如果你围绕着圣经所给你一些 data, 一些资讯。
If our information are based on the data of collected.
你如果只选择几个 data 的话。
And that if our selection is based only on a few data.
你可以用那个做根基建立一套的理论。
Because we can base on all these data to build our own explained foundation.
那你就看见说很明显的有 reform 的说法，还有就是 dispensation 的说法。
And so that we'll be able to discern that there is a reform, the reforming.
他们都相信圣经的，他们相信圣经不会错。
They know that the Bible is not.
所以他们对于国度的看法是建立在圣经的根基上的。
Because their ideas of the kingdom is based on the references from the Bible.
那这就很困难了。
And we encounter.
所以你看见吗？这样对于国度的看法就有很多不同的看法了。
And so there will be a different type of views regarding the kingdom.
那不要忘记，这个 reform.和 Saint Augustine 很有关系。
And the reformist is closely associated with Augustine.
因为改革中的神学。
Because the reform
theology 严格说来是 Augustine 的神学。
In case strictly speaking, it belongs to the Augustine.
严格说来是保罗的神学。
It refers to the teachings of Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见 reform 跟 Augustine 是不能完全分开的。
And so the reforms are closely associated with Augustine.
那你记得 Augustine 对教对国度怎么看法
？And what is the view of Augustine regarding the kingdom?
Augustine 是非常爱国的。
Augustine is a patriot.
就在他的时候，我们知道西罗马帝国亡国了。
And we know that during his time that the Western the Rome Empire was collapsed.
他心中非常的痛苦。
And he was in distress.
他写了一本书。
He has written a book.
The City of God, 神的城。
That book is called the City of God.
就在这个城里面呢。
And within this city,
他就发展出一个理论来。
And from there, that he has developed a theory.
他认为说。今天教会在地上就是神的国。
You felt that the church today on earth is the kingdom of God.
虽然罗马帝国亡国了
，although the Roman Empire has collapsed，
但是在罗马帝国底下的教会应该是一直往前去的。
Churches under the Roman Empire will continue to survive.
所以他们所在的地方就是神的国所在的地方。
Where they are is actually the kingdom of God.
所以在 Augustine 的身上。
And so the Augustine,
神的国或者天国就等于教会。
And the kingdom of God, a kingdom of heaven, belongs equivalent to the church.
所以慢慢你看见改革中的弟兄们。
And eventually the reformers
也很自然地觉得教会今天就是天国了。
And believe that the church today is the kingdom.
当然 Augustine 他所说的教会是指说整个罗马帝国整个世界性的那个大宗教那合起来的那个教会罗马系统的教会说
Actually, what Brother Augustine has spoken is actually the global churches that are united under this Roman Empire.
那么等到这个 Reform, 等到加尔文起来以后
And during the rise of the Calvin,
当然他们把罗马完全丢在背后
And they have discarded the Roman Empire.
所以他们在日内瓦有一个新的模型一个新的 model.
And so in Geneva, they have a new model.
那教会不光是脱离了那些巴比伦的东西
The church not only has separated themselves,Away from the things that associate with the
但是不知不觉的他们对于国度的看法
their views on the kingdom,
也是国度等于教会
and they have made an equivalent between the kingdom is equivalent to the
所以弟兄姊妹到底谁是对的
and brothers, who is right?
问题在这里如果你真的有启示的话
If you have the true revelation,
圣灵给我们看见
The Spirit has shown, the whole
Spirit 不错神从永世以来就把这个奥秘藏起来了
And then from the beginning of the world God has concealed this mystery
所以虽然你明白一点但是你不完全明白
Though that you, it seems that you understand but you couldn't complete
一直等到主耶稣来了
It is only until
如果他启示给我们
And when he reveals to us
我们就清楚了
We will be able to
所以什么是叫什么叫国度的真理
And so what is the doctrine of the kingdom
你看这些的理领会
All these understandings,
都有圣经根据
They are according to the Bible.
Augustine 有圣经的根据
Augustine has revelation.
Calvin 有圣经的根据
Calvin also has the Bible revelation.
达比有圣经的根据
Darby also has
Scofield 有圣经的根据
Scofield also go according to the reference.
但是弟兄姊妹如果你只抓住一点
And if you only emphasize on certain
那个不是个完整的启示
And that is not a complete revelation.
门徒们有福了
And blessed are the disciples.
因为第一次他们能看得见整个天国的外貌。
Because it's the first time they have seen the entire appearance of the kingdom.
那这就是为什么主把七个比喻给我们。
And that is why the Lord has given us the seven.
马太福音有七个比喻。
And in the book of Matthew, there are seven parables.
那么这个比喻就是天国好像，天国好像，天国好像。
It refers to the kingdom of heaven is like kingdom of heaven is like.
那请记得。这个天国好像天国好像告诉我们到底什么是天国
And that is help us to understand what is the meaning of the kingdom
如果你要明白天国的话
And you want to, in order to understand
那这里告诉我们什么叫天国
And the kingdom of heaven What is the kingdom of heaven
所以第一个比喻呢是撒种的比喻
And the first parable is the parable of the sower
有一个人出去撒种
And there is a sower that has gone out
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
谁是那个撒种的人呢
Who is that sower
那个撒种当然指着我们主说的
Of course that refers to our Lord
两千年前
And 2000 years ago
他出去流泪撒种
and that he sowed in tears.
那到了五旬节的时候
and during the time of Pentecost,
他就欢呼收割了
and that he has rejoiced in his harvest.
弟兄姊妹我们住在地上
and when the Lord was on earth,
道成肉身33年
and that he was on earth, come to flesh for 32 years.
这个世界像野地一样
and the land is just like a wilderness.
你把种子撒在干地根本没有希望
and there is no hope when you sow the seed upon the dry ground.
但是我们的主就是流泪撒种的
Lord has sown with his tears.
他要欢呼收割。
Because he is going to rejoice.
为什么是天国呢
？And so what is the?
有一个人出去撒种。
And there is one sower.
你看见一个人出去撒种。
And the moment the person will be.
你知道天国开始了。
And that is the beginning of.
所以天国从什么时候开始的呢
？So when is the beginning of the?
从主耶稣撒种开始的。
And that is when the Lord begins to sow.
弟兄姊妹，他撒的种是什么
？And what is this?
圣经说天国的道理
And they talk about the way of
the word of the kingdom
The word of the kingdom
所以你注意吗在这里很重要的我们的主是把天国的道理当作种子撒在我们的心里
And the Lord has sowed the word of kingdom into our hearts
这个 word 是要说话的
And this word is going to speak
你明白吗结果呢当这个话说话的时候
And the word begins to speak
有四种不同的泥土
And you know that there are four different types of stones.
有的撒在门路旁的。
And there is the way, wayside.
那个泥土是最硬的。
And we know that the soil is hard.
因为很多人就走来走去，所以把那个泥土就弄得很硬很硬。
Because it's very trampled by man, so the ground is very.
所以那个种子很难 penetrate, 很难渗透进去。
And so it's very difficult for the seed to penetrate into the ground.
那里也讲到什么鸟，也讲到鸟。
And talk about the bird.
那这个鸟很明显指的是恶者说的。
And we talk about the bird refers to the evil one.
但是不管怎么样。
And no matter how.
这是第一个比喻。
And this is the first parable.
你有没有记得第一个比喻主自己解释了？
And the explanation is given by the Lord himself.
第二个比喻。
And the second parable.
主也解释了。
And the Lord also explained the parable.
请记得。
Let's remember.
七个比喻里面。
In within the seventh parable.
有两个比喻。
There are two parables.
主自己解释的。
Self-explained by God.
主没有让我们来解释。
The Lord has not explained by us.
所以这个代表真理。
And talk about the doctrine.
你明白了吗？ The truth, the truth.
The truth.
所以你看，我们的主自己解释了。
And the Lord has explained it himself.
不需要你来猜的。
We do not have to guess.
第三个比喻。
The third parable.
你可以解释对，也可以解释错。
Your explanation can be right or wrong.
第四个。
And the fourth.
也可能。
It can be wrong.
五个、六个、七个都可能。
Five, six, seven, there's a possibility.
但第一跟第二个不可能。
And there is impossible for the first and the second.
因为主告诉我们说，那个种子就指着国度的真国度的话来说的。
The word is referring to the word of the kingdom.
你看见天一说话
，the truth of the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，结果有些事情就发生了。
The moment the heaven speaks, amazing.
所以从这里你看见天国就开始了。
And we know that it's the beginning of the kingdom.
那么弟兄姊妹，这个天国是怎么回事呢
？And what is all about the kingdom?
你看见说一面是种子
，and on one hand is the seed.
种子是生命的故事。
And we know that seed is the story.
有四种不同的，有四种不同的种。地个泥土
and there are four different type of soil.
结果就是好土
and know there's a fertile soil.
就结出三十倍六十倍一百倍
34, 64 and 100 fold.
那请记得这四种土里面
four different type of soil.
有一种土跟恶者连在一起
and there's something to associate with the evil one.
第二个土跟世界连在一起
and something to associate with the world.
第三种土
and the third type of soil.
跟肉体连在一起
something to do with the flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹当我们主来到地上的时候
and when the Lord was on earth.
他撒这个福音种子的时候
when he spread the seed of the gospel.
你看见撒旦世界和肉体
we can see Satan, the world and the flesh.
他们联合起来
they united together.
抵挡天国的道理
and they received the work of the kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹你明白吗在这里给我们看见说
you see this clearly.
这就是天国
and that is the kingdom.
你不觉得很奇怪吗
are you marvelous?
如果是以色列人犹太人所明白的天国
and if this is the understanding of the Jewish people.
那他怎么明白的
how do they understand?
我们来看犹大有这个使徒约翰怎么明白
？And how does John the Baptist understand?
他说天国近了。
He says the kingdom of heaven.
你们应当悔改。
That you need to repent.
这个斧头已经放在，已经斧头已经放在你看他怎么说？你看第三章啊。
Let's see what he says.
第三章他说第十节，现在斧头已经放在树根上了。
Verse 10, he says that the axe is laid.To the root of the tree.
凡不结好果子的就砍下来就丢在火里面。
Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown.
你看见这是国度。
And that is the kingdom.
这是天国。
And that is the.
你看见犹太人都知道什么叫天国。
The Jewish people knows what is the kingdom.
那么也许你要问。
Perhaps you like to.
这什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
到底天国什么意思呢
？So what's the meaning of the kingdom?
你要知道当。施洗约翰说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
And when John the Baptist says the kingdom of heaven is near, you need.
主耶稣也说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
The kingdom of heaven is at hand, you must repent.
那不要忘记，施洗约翰没有解释什么是天国。
John the Baptist did not explain.
主耶稣没有为天国下个定义。
And that the Lord Jesus did not give a definition of the.
所以犹太人都懂得。
But the Jewish people understood.
为什么都懂得
Why do they?
我们再读一段圣经，你就知道了。
And perhaps you reference.
犹太人都读旧约圣经的。
Because the Jewish read the Old Testament.
你知道天国这个词从哪里来的吗
？And where does this kingdom come? The word.
犹太人完全懂得。
Because the Jewish people understood.
因为他们都懂得但以理的故事。
Because they all know the story of.
好，我们看看但以理书。
Let's turn to Daniel.
但以理是第二章。但以理书第二章，我们看第五十三十一节。
verse 31. Daniel chapter 2 verse 31.
王啊，你梦见一个大象，这象甚高，极其光耀，站在你面前，形状甚是可怕。
You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image, and this great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome.
这象的头是金金的，胸膛和膀臂是银的，肚腹和腰是铜的。
This image head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and its thighs is wrought.
腿是铁的，脚是半铁半泥的。
Its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay.
你观看见有一块非人手所凿出来石头打在这像半铁半泥的脚上，把脚就砸碎了。
What while the stone was cut out with our hands and while struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces.
于是金银铜铁泥都一同砸得粉碎，诚如夏天禾场上的糠皮被风吹散，无处可寻。打碎这样的石，这像的石头，变成一座大山。充满天下。
Then an iron, the clay, and the bronze, and the silver, and the gold were crushed together, and became like a chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away, so that no trace of them was found. And the stones that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
那么等一等，但以理就解释这个像。
And so we know how Daniel explained the image.
然后但以理就对尼布加内撒王说：“你就是那个金头。”
Daniel told King Nebuchadnezzar, "You are the golden head."
那是这个大人的像。
And that is a great image.
这个代表地上的国度。
It represents the kingdom of earth.
这不是 kingdom of the heavens, 不是。
And this is not the kingdom of heaven.
这是地上的国度。
This refers to the kingdom on earth.
那么请记得，等到但以理看见那个大人像的时候。
And when Daniel saw this great image,
这个地上的国度的荣华到那个时候到了最高峰了。
And we know that the kingdom of earth has the splendor of the kingdom of earth has reached its.
他头是金的。
And the gold, the head is gold.
是巴比伦大帝国。
It refers to the Babylonian Empire.
他的他的胸部是铜银的。
And you know the chest and the arms of a.
波斯大帝国。
And refers to the Babylonian.
然后他的肚腹是铜的。
And you know the bellies are made of bronze.
这是希腊大帝国。
It talks about the Greek Empire.
然后接下来的铁的部分，这就是罗马大帝国。两条腿，一个指着东罗马帝国，一个指着西罗马帝国。那现在我们到了十个脚趾头的时候，你不要忘记，当但以理写但以理书的时候是个预言。
And we know that when Daniel wrote this, the book of Daniel is a prophecy.
那个时候只有头。
At that time, only the head.
但现在我们看得很清楚。
Now we can clearly see.
我们看见过，在历史上有巴比伦帝国、波斯大帝国、希腊和罗马。
And we have seen the history clearly. We have the Babylonians, the Persians, and the Greek and the Romans.
然后现在呢，我们来到了十个脚趾头。
And now we come to the four toes.
所以这个代表什么？整个大人的像就给我们看见整个。地上的国是怎么发展的？
And so we can visualize this great image and can see how the development of this kingdom.
那现在我们要问，这个地上的国的结局是什么？
And what is the end of this?
有一个结局的。
And there is one and ending.
那结局是什么呢？有一块非人手所凿出来的石头。
And there is the stone that was cut out with our hands.
那根据马太福音二十一章，
and according to Matthew 21,
这个石头是指着主自己说的，
and that refers to our Lord himself.
因为他就是那个房角石，
because he is the cornerstone.
圣经的主怎么说呢？
And what did the Lord say?
这一块石头砸在谁的身上，就要把砸得稀烂。
And you know that the moment the stone is upon somebody, it was going to crush them completely.
所以这是主耶稣有一天他要回来。
And it refers to the Lord is going to return one day.
那么等到叫指头的时候，
and we talk about the toe,
就等到世界末日的时候，
come to the end.
主耶稣要像那块石头，
and the Lord is going to be like that stone.
要打在脚的上面，
and it's going to smash upon the feet.
就把它砸得粉碎，
and the feet will be completely crushed.
而且变成粉碎，
and the chaff
像糠皮一样被风吹散，
just like the summer threshing floor.
无处可寻，
and there's nothing the traces to be found.
然后那块石头呢，就变成一座大山，充满了天下。
And that stone is going to become a great mountain and fill the whole earth.
那怎么解释这件事？
And how do we explain?
主耶稣来了。
the Lord comes.
他那不是块石头。
And he was in
the. 他接受了这个世界。
And then he has entered the world.
把他们砸得粉碎了。
And they were completely crushed.
地上的国完全不见了。
And the kingdom of earth they have.
本来他们躺在握在恶者的手下。
And they were previously in the hands of the evil one.
当你看见这些帝国的时候。
And when you look at all these empires.
你知道撒旦就告诉主耶稣说。
And this is what Satan told you.
我把万国的荣华都赐给你。
I give you all the glory of the.
巴比伦的荣华。
The glory of.
波斯的荣华。
The glory of Persia.
希腊的荣华。
The glory of the Greek.
罗马的荣华。
The glory of the Roman.
我们知道今天讲的罗马，讲的希腊。
We talk about the Romans and the Greeks.
你到博物馆去看看。
And if you go to the museum.
那代表什么？
What does it?
代表万国的荣华。
We talk about. It represents.
虽然说你拜一拜就好了。
It only has to worship it.
所以可见世界都握在恶者的手下。
And very evidently, the world is in the hands of the evil.
现在神的旨意怎么通行在地上？
How can the will of God be on earth?
但有一天。
But one day.
你看见没有？主耶稣要回来。
When the Lord returns.
他那块石头砸在世界上，世界就被他砸得稀烂。
And that piece of rock is going to smash the across the entire world.
结果那个石头就充满了天下。
And that piece of stone is going to fill the entire world.
换言之，基督就充满了天下。
And we know that Christ is going to fill the entire world.
认识神的知识就充满了天下。
And the wisdom of God is going to fill the entire world.
那么现在我们要问。
And that is what we are.
但以理怎么解释？
And how does Daniel?
这就是天国这个词怎么来的？
And how does this phrase the kingdom of heaven come?
你们注意第四十四节。
Verse 44.
当那列位在王的时候。
And in the days of this king, the God of heaven.
指那个十个指头十个王来说的。
And that refers to the ten kings.
那就是快人类快结束的时候。
And that's almost coming to the end of the human race.
天上的神必另立一国。
And the king, is going to establish another kingdom.
那不要忘记，这里特别讲天上的神。
We talk about the king of, the God of heaven.
所以明白吗？那天上的神要另外在地上立了一个国。
He will set up a new kingdom which will never be destroyed.
刚好和地上的国是相反的。
And this is in fact a contrary to the kingdom.
巴比伦、波斯都是地上的。
What belongs to the earth, the Babylonians, the Persians, the Romans.
但第五个国。
And there's a fifth kingdom.
因为它充满地下。
And because
充满地上。
The entire earth.
那个国度乃是天能够管得到的。
And that kingdom is governed by heaven.
因为天上的神要另立一国。
Because the God of heaven is going to set up this new kingdom.
所以这第五个国。
And that is the arise of the.
就是天国。
And that is the kingdom of heaven.
所以以犹太人都知道 kingdom of heaven 就是指着这一段来说的。
And so the Jewish people understood because they understood this verse that this refers to the kingdom of.
根据这个预言。
According to this prophecy.
以色列人知道。
And the Jewish
people, 有一天弥赛亚要回来。
They know that the Messiah is going to come.
这个石头就是指的弥赛亚说的。
And that stone refers to the Messiah.
弥赛亚来的时候。
When the Messiah returns,
他们就不可以脱离巴比伦帝国。
And they will be dislocated from away.
波斯帝国的辖制。
They will not be under the control of the Persians.
希腊或者罗马帝国的辖制。
They will not be governed under the entire.
从此以后他们不再做尾巴可以做头了。
And no, they're going to be the tails, they're going to be the head.
所以弟兄姊妹。他们等候那个国。
And so they were awake anticipating for the kingdom.
这个就是弥赛亚国。
And that is the Messiah kingdom.
然后在旧约里面。
And so in the Old Testament.
先知们就预言这个国。
And so the prophets, they prophesied.
那就是启示录二十章所说千年的国度。
And that is what refers to in the Revelation, the millennium kingdom.
那个弥赛亚要坐在大卫的宝座上。
And we know that at that time, the Messiah is going to sit at the throne of David.
弟兄姊妹。这就是天国。
And that is the kingdom of
God. 这就是他们所要进入那个永生。这就是旧约一再给我们看见将来的千年国来说
的。
所以弟兄姊妹，天国近了，你们要悔改。
So the kingdom of heaven is near at hand.
什么意思？那块石头要砸到脚上面了。
Because that stone is going to smash upon the feet.
神要用铁杖来管辖万国。
He's going to govern the whole world by his iron scepter.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你不听话，就把你打得粉碎。
And so if you are disobedient, you will be crushed.
没有一个不顺服的。
No, there's no one who will be disobedient.
你明白吗？ 这是谁所明白所领会的天国呢？
So who has understood this kingdom?
这是犹太所领会的。
That is the understanding.
这也是施洗约翰所领会的。
This is what the John Baptist has understood.
所以讲到天国要来到。
And so the moment you talk about the coming of the kingdom of heaven,
不是就放在树上了，树根上了。
The egg is already at the tree root.
没有，只要弥赛亚一来。
The moment the Messiah arrives,
这个树就倒了。
And the tree will be fallen.
就这边你看见。没有，弥赛亚一来，天国就来了。所以他怎么说呢？他说他弥赛亚来了，他用圣灵与火给你们施浸。如果你受圣灵的浸，你就顺服了，你就进到这个国度里去了。如果你不顺服，用火来替你施浸，那弟兄姊妹，这就指着灭亡来说了。所以大家懂得什么叫天国吗？你不有的你不相信，你非相信不可。要么你进去圣灵的进，要么你不要，用火来替你们施浸。圣灵是按字面解，那这个火也是 literal 的。你看在圣经里面一句话不可能一半是属灵的，一半灵然解，一半是 spiritualized， 另一半是 literal。
And so one word can be literal or one sense and the other hand is spiritual。
圣灵是完全按字面的。
And we know that Holy Spirit is literal。
所以这里火也是按字面的。
And we know the fire is also referred to literal。
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，现在是施洗约翰，他想到但以理书第二章，那个石头一砸下来全部就碎了，然后呢用圣灵浸你们，愿意被浸的就顺服了，就进到永生了。凡是不愿意的，用火为他们受浸，他们就在灭亡里面去了。很清楚弟兄姊妹，马太福音25章告诉我们，主在宝座上，就这样这一批绵羊就进到永生，那个山羊Goat, 他们就进到永刑里面去了。一个被圣灵浸，一个是被火浸。
弟
兄姊妹，你明白吗？这个就是施洗约翰所说的天国。
And this is what John Baptist refers to the kingdom.
所以等他坐牢的时候，
And when he was in prison,
他越等越不对。
And then he felt that he was not right.
要等到什么时候呢？
When is he going to
wait? 如果主耶稣就是弥赛亚，
If the Lord is the Messiah,
他知道他就是弥赛亚。
He knows that he's the
Messiah. 他说看那神的羔羊。
He says that, behold the Lamb of God.
那弟兄姊妹，如果他是弥赛亚的话，
He's the Messiah.
他为什么要坐牢？
Why is he in prison?
一看见他可以用铁杖拐下万国。
Now, because he can rule the world with his iron scepter.
那为什么好像什么事没有事情发生呢？
It seems that nothing has happened.
因为天国如果来了，
because if the kingdom of heaven is
是一下子的，
it's instantly
是一个independent single event， 是一个独立的一个事件。
And so it will be something that is independent.
黑的跟白的分得很清楚。
And you know that it's very clear what is black and white.
黑的是火的祭。
And what is the presence of the fire.
白的圣灵的祭。
And you know the white refers to the
没有中间的弟兄姊
妹。 There is nothing that you can stand in between.
所以弟兄姊妹，
And brothers and sisters,
这个很清楚的。
This is very clear.
这叫什么呢？这叫做天国。
And that is the kingdom of heaven.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在我们的主把那个布幔揭开了。
And so now the Lord has removed the veil.
叫我们看见约翰，施洗约翰所没有看见。
And in order that we'll be able to see what John Baptist,
只有门徒看见。
Only the disciples have seen.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
天国什么时候开始呢？
When is the beginning of the kingdom of heaven?
你看撒种人什么时候开始？
And you will realize when the sower begins.
所以天国是从主耶稣第一次来开始的。
And so the kingdom of heaven begins when Christ first comes.
但是不要忘记，
Let's not forget.
主耶稣第一次来的时候，
When the Lord was here the first time,
他没有用铁杖管辖万国。
He did not use his iron scepter to rule the world.
第二次来是这样。
But when he comes to take
the world, 第一次来，他骑着驴子进耶路撒冷。
He was riding the donkeys into.
第二次来，
the second time when he
他骑着白马进耶路撒冷。
Riding on the white horse into Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，没有错。
It's not wrong.
到了最后的时候，弥赛亚来的时候，要用铁杖来管辖万国。
He is going to govern the whole world with his iron scepter.
第二次来， 最后的来，将来要来，大家都看见了。旧约有的，旧约给我们都看见了。但是弟兄姊妹，他们忘记了，主耶稣是流泪撒种。你想想看，当到天国来到的时候，他用铁杖管辖万国，他是叫别人流泪的，他自己是不流泪的。这是天国的性质。The nature,
nature.
This is the nature of the
kingdom of heaven. 弟兄
姊妹，因为如果他审判的主的话，
because he is the God of judgment,
你看见很明显的，一切都是公义的。
And we know that all these are referred to righteousness.
不毫无公义的，
and those who are unrighteous,
就用铁杖来管辖。
That you will be governed by the.
不是黑的，就是白的。
It is not black, it is white.
不是受圣灵的浸，
those are not baptized by the.
就是受火的浸。
And they will be baptized by the.
弟兄姊妹，第一次主耶稣来的时候。
When the Lord comes,
根本没有发生。弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？他说天国好像什么呢？
See, what does the kind of thing?
有人出去撒种。
Just like a sower has gone out.
这个种子充满生命的。
And that this life is full and sheep.
30倍、60倍。
You will be
100倍。
You will be able to receive harvest 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold.
等到丰满的时候。
And during the full harvest.
它不是下子的。
It's not instantly.
它不是 instant noodle。
It's not the instant noodle.
它也不是 instant coffee.
It's not an instant coffee.
你看见在这里要经过一段时间的。
Because it's going through a process.
所以你看见吗？这个天国。
And so this kingdom.
是与施洗约翰没有看见的。
And this is what John the Baptist had missed.
所以他跌倒了。
And so he has.
我到底还要等谁？我还等谁呢？
He says, "Who am I waiting for?"
因为他得了白内障。
Because he has gotten.
你问他这两个还是一个？他只看见一个。
He only seen the one finger instead of two.
但是不，弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
主耶稣第一次来。
When the Lord,
他是流泪撒种的。
He came and he saw in tears.
为什么要流泪？
Why then he was
in tears? 农夫为什么要流泪？
Why farmers were in tears?
他把种子撒下去。
The moment that he sowed the seed.
如果是干旱的日子。
And so if it is a dry season.
如果把地是撒在干地上的话。
If the seeds are sown upon the dry ground.
他知道是种子要被风吹去。
And we know that the seeds will be blown away by the wind.
那弟兄姊妹。
And so brothers.
他们全家的生活就靠他所撒的种子。
And we know the entire livelihood of the family will be.
怎么可能？怎么有的种子会不见了？现在我们清楚了，有四种不同的泥土。你看见吗？如果只用铁杖管辖万国的话，是100%的。弟兄姊妹，你看见的很清楚的，但这里不是。你看见主撒种子的时候，有四种不同的泥土。换一句话说，只有四分之一的人相信。怎么可能？如果国度降临的话，要把他们砸得粉碎，他们没有不相信的可能。但是弟兄姊妹，现在不是，有的人相信，有的人不相信。什么时候天国变得这么脆弱？什么时候天国变得这么软弱的？要忍耐再忍耐。弟兄姊妹，用铁杖管辖万国。不需要忍耐的，所以现在明白吗？现在门徒们看见那些先知和异人所没有看见。原来天国从主耶稣第一次来就开始。他第一次来的时候，他给的是恩典，他给的是生命。你可以相信，你也可以不相信。现在不是用铁杖来征服你，现在不是用枪来逼着你，现在我们的主是用天国的话来勉励你。
God is using the word of kingdom of heaven.
所以现在天国怎么这个人怎么得救呢？
And so how can one be saved?
他怎么变成天国之子呢？
And how he become the sons of the kingdom?
不是枪毙了你的。
It's not because of pointed gun.
不是因为他用铁杖来管辖你的。
It's not because of being governed by the iron.
他用天国的道来劝说你的。
The word of the kingdom of heaven to encourage
you. 弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？这个和谁呢？和这个施洗约翰所看见完全不一样。
This is completely to what John the Baptist has seen.
因为他看不清楚。
Because he has it was not clear.
他只看见最后的。
What he has seen is
没有错。主耶稣第二次来的时候
when the Lord comes, returns,
他不再是救主
it's not the Savior,
乃是审判的主
that he is going to
用铁杖管辖万国
he is going to govern the world,
第一次神的羔羊
and first time is the Lamb of God,
第二次来乃是犹大的狮子
and we know that he is going to be the Lion of the Judah,
所以弟兄姊妹
and brothers,
那一部分犹太人懂了因为主耶稣第二次来的时候你看见就是那块石头砸在他们身上的时候所以这个很清楚很清楚但是很稀奇他们居然看不见他们居然不明白所以主耶稣告诉他们你要明白天国的奥秘吗你看第一个比喻就清楚了不要忘记撒种的人就是天国的王
And the one that who sowed is the king of the
world. 为什么使徒约翰说天国近了呢
Why did John the Baptist say the kingdom of heaven is at hand?
因为天国的王近了
Because the king is near.
这个王不是拿着刀的
And this king is not come with a sword.
这个王是个撒种的
That this king in fact is a sower.
这是最特别的王
It's very spectacular.
不是我们以为的那个王
It is not what we thought of.
弟兄姊妹他是去撒种的
And he is a sower.
他是流泪撒种的他用爱来劝说我
们
他用十字架的爱来感动我们我们都被征服了我们不是被枪和炮征服的当我们看见十字架的钉痕我们受了感动我们相信了他所以弟兄姊妹从第一个世纪到现在最少有九万万的基督徒
and we know that there are 90 million Christians.
那这些九万万的基督徒
and these group of Christians,
他们是怎么得救的
how do they save?
弟兄姊妹因为那个种子落在好土里面
because the seed has fallen unto good.
我们受到了感动
we are all moved.
是爱征服了我们
it is the love that will conquer us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers,
因为这个缘故
because of this,
我们就变成了天国之子
and so we all become the sons of the kingdom of God.
不光有天国的王
not only that we have the king of the kingdom,
也有天国的百姓
that we are become the peasants of the kingdom.
天国就开始了
and that is the beginning of the kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹
and so brothers and sisters,
这是福音所产生的国度
and that is what the gospel has brought
这是爱所产生的国度
and that is the result of the love.
这是第一个比方
and that is the first example.
清楚的很
Very clear.
到了第二个比喻
and the second parable.
你看主耶稣也解释了
and the Lord explained that.
所以不是我们解释不是我们解释是主自己解释的
it's not our explanation but it's the explanation from our Lord.
那第二个比喻呢
When we talk about the second,
你看见这里有人呢，把撒好种，把撒好种呢在田里面。
And then a man who has sowed the good seed onto the field.
结果人睡觉的时候啊
，And when one was asleep,
有仇敌来把败子也撒在麦子里，就走掉了。
And the enemy came and they sowed the tares and they left.
所以这就是败子跟什么的故事，败子跟麦子的故事。
And that is the parables of the wheat and the tares.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
天国的历史是从主耶稣撒种开始。
We know the history of the kingdom of earth begins with the sowing of our life.
因着我们听信了天国的道理。
And because we have heard the kingdom of
heaven, 我们受了感动。
We are moved.
就四分之一人受感动。
Only one quarter will move.
四分之三的人灭亡了。
That we know the three quarter they will perish.
结果我们就变成国度之子。
And then we become the sons of the kingdom.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
第二个比喻
，The second parable.
主就把我们这些国度之子当当作种子撒在这个世界上。
And so the Lord uses as the seed that we are being sown into the world.
你看三十八节。
38.
田地就是这个世界。
And the field is the world.
好种子天国之子。
And the seed, good seed, refers to the sons of the kingdom.
就是明白吗？主来到地上的时候
and the Lord was on earth,
为我们所完成的工作
the work that he has accomplished,
我们相信接受他做我们的救主
we believe, we accepting our Savior,
我们是天国的救主
and
是天国的之子
这
国度就完成了你看见吗
so there is a completion of the kingdom,
有君王
there is a king,
也有百姓
and there will be peasants,
使徒约翰说我天国近了你们应当悔改
and the brother of Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand you must repent
结果主耶稣来了
and when the Lord comes,
那主耶稣为什么要说天国近 近了，你们要悔改呢？
Lord Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is near. You must.
因为只有国度，没有只有王，没有百姓。
Because at that time there's only the king, there's no.
所以主耶稣预备百姓。
And so he had to prepare the peasants.
他怎么预备呢？
How did he prepare?
他就把这些跟随他的门徒。
Those of the disciples.
我们得相信他的。
And those of us who believe.
我们不是天国之子吗？
All of us until we become the.
结果主怎么办呢？
And how did the Lord? What did the
Lord? 把我们种在这个田里。
That he planted us into the field.
那弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意到？这里很特别的一件事。这是与这个种子是麦种。
And we know that this is the wheat.
主耶稣是麦子。
And we know that our Lord Jesus is the wheat.
他就是一粒麦子。
The one wheat.
神的独生子。一粒麦子若不落在地里死。
And the moment when the seed is.
人就是一粒。
If it not die, it's not.
感谢主，主为我们的为我们钉十字架那一粒麦子落在地里死了。
We know that when the Lord was being on the cross, that the grain of seed.
我们接受了福音。
The moment we receive the gospel,
我们就有了麦子的生命。
That we have the life of the wheat.
所以现在我们的主把我们种在这个地上。
And so the Lord Jesus planted us onto the.
种在这个世界里面。
And planted us onto the field.
那我们像什么呢？
Who are we like?
我们是像麦子一样长起来。
And so we are just like the wheat. We grow out from the field.
弟兄姊妹。施洗约翰呢，他讲到天国的时候，有一半他懂得，有一半他是不懂的。他有两幅图啊，一幅就是斧头已经在树上
了，
以色列人是用无花果树来代表的，这个树都在地上扎根的，所以以色列所得的祝福都是地上的祝福。如果不结果子的话，斧头已经在树根上了。你看主耶稣就要回来了，这个不错的。但那个时候我施洗约翰又说他扬进他的麦场，所以这给我们看见了施洗约翰自己不懂的地方。他只想到树，他没想到麦子。麦子一定要经过打麦场，
we know that the wheat has to go to the threshing floor,
让麦壳跟麦肉能够分开。
And that it has to be separated from the main grain.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就像麦子一样。
And we are just like the wheat.
但我们肉体像麦壳一样。
But we know that our body is our.
我们需要经过十字架的工作。
We need to go through the work of the.
但是不要忘记啊，等到我们主回来的时候，
when the Lord returns,
他要把他整个的扬进整个的场。
And we know that entire sheep will enter.
十字架最最彻底的工作。
And that is the entire work.
像我们只有麦子，没有麦壳。
And then at the time there is only the wheat, there will be no more.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你懂了。施洗约翰不懂，他只讲了以色列国是那棵树，但是不要忘记，我们乃是麦子。
We are the wheat.
所以讲到最后的时候，
when we talk about the end,
不光是以色列的故事，
not about the story of Israel,
也是教会的故事。
It's also the story of the church.
所以你懂吗？在那个图画里，一面是树，一面是麦子。
And we know that there are two pictures, one picture of the tree and one picture of the wheat.
但是不要忘记，
let's not forget,
这个麦子和树完全不一样的。
And we know the wheat and the tree, they are distinct.
你看见麦子它长大的时候，
and we know that when the wheat, when it grows,
它是向着天来长大。
It grows towards heaven.
你看见吗？慢慢它需要太阳。
And slowly that it needs the sunlight.
它跟普通不一样的。
It is different from
other. 为什么要用为什么要太阳的光呢？
Why does it need the wheat?
用太阳的热。
It needs the warmth.
弟兄姊妹，你看，慢慢这个麦子就成熟了。
We know that slowly the wheat will ripe.
它要成熟的时候有个特点，
and before it becomes, even it will be at
the special, 它向着天的部分慢慢就接触很多的果子粒来，
and we know that the portion that is towards the sun will begin to have many,
代表生命的丰满。
It talk about the fullness of life.
但是不要忘记，它越是丰满，
and the moment it's fully grown,
它靠地的那一部分，
the portion that is pointing towards
the earth, 那根啊越来越松，越来越松，越来越松。
And we know that slowly the root becomes loosened.
所以等到成熟的时候，这个农夫一收割，
the moment the farmers harvest,
一下子麦子就割掉了。
It's very easy that you'll be able to harvest the wheat.
所以这是很重要的一幅图画。
And it's very important picture.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？我们都是麦子。
We are all like the wheat.
结果神把我们种在这个田里。
And so the Lord has planted us into the.
神把教会种在这个田里。
And God has planted the church into the field.
那现在你明白了。我们既然是 我们既然是什么？我们既然是天国之子。
And that seems that we are the sons of kingdom.
那很明显说天国就在这。
And so very obvious the kingdom is here.
天在这里掌权。
And that we know that the kingdom reigns.
在这个天国是隐藏的国度。
But this kingdom of heaven is concealed.
这个世界不知道。
The world doesn't know.
世界不知道说哦，原来有个隐藏的国，不知道。
The world doesn't know that it's a concealed part of this kingdom.
所以当麦子长大的时候。
And the moment when the wheat grows.
你看就是天掌权的时候。
That is the time when the kingdom reigns.
天如果掌权的话
and the moment the kingdom reigns,
麦子一定越来越成熟的
and the wheat becomes a ripened,
而麦子如果成熟的话
and one is fully ripe,
它就下垂了
that you will drink,
谦卑乃是从丰富的生命来的
and obedience comes from the fullness of life.
有许多人装谦卑他不是真的谦卑
some will pretend that they are modest.
一个真的谦卑，一个真的 humble 的人。
humble person。
你看，因为生命丰满的缘故。
And because of fullness of life。
结果你看他就垂下来了。
You can see that he's drooping down。
但同一个时候。
At the same time。
不要忘记。
Not the same moment。
你可以收割了。
That is the
所以这个故事后面讲收割。
And so the end of this story is the harvest。
对不对？为什么收割？
Why do we need to harvest？
麦子成熟了。
Because the wheat is ready。
所以你明白吗？
So we understand。
为什么神把我们众教会种在这个地上呢？
Why God has planted His church onto the。
他要他的教会能够成熟。
In order the church may mature。
到了末日的时候。
And during the last ending。
一成熟以后。
The moment is ripe。
就可以收割了。
It will be ready to
harvest。你懂我的意思吗？这一段圣经很清楚告诉我们的。
And so this is very clearly stated。
所以我们知道。
So we understand。
在成熟的过程里面。
And so that during this process of maturity。
天掌权。
And we know the kingdom reigns。
向着天越来越活。
And we know that we are lighted towards the heaven。
向着地越来越死。
We are dead to the earth。
我们是不是过这个生活呢？
Are we having this life？
如果是的话
it is our life.
那天掌权的
we know that
这就是天国
and that is the kingdom.
这个是实际的天国
and that is a practical kingdom.
世界上看不见
and this is concealed from the
但是我们说国度在这个地方
but we know, we believe that the kingdom is here.
那么弟兄姊妹
that's it.
天国的实际在哪里呢
and what is the practicality?
哪里有麦子的生命
wherever there's a life of wheat.
哪里就有天国的实际
and there will be the practicality of the kingdom.
那么一直等什么呢
where are we waiting for?
等着有一天
we are waiting for one
就可以收割了可以收在仓里面。等一等，我们叫收割什么意思？但是要紧在这里，在整个时间的过程里面，在第一次主耶稣来到第二次主耶稣来，在整个教会历史里面，有一些事情发生了。这第二个比喻告诉我们，不光有麦子，也有稗子，这个稗子。在表面上和麦子一模一样。
And this house apparently they look like the wheat.
弟兄姊妹，那当然麦子得救的，稗子不得救的。
Of course, the wheat is saved, but not for the.
他们通通长在田里面。
And they were all grown together into the.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？表面上很像基督徒。
Apparently they are like Christians.
他们里面没有生命。
But they do not have.
他们就是麦子。
They don't have life in them.
你读教会历史就很清楚了。
Look, you read the history.
到了第四世纪的时候。
When you come to the fourth century.
当马奥古斯丁，不是当这君士坦丁皇帝接受基督教做国教的时候。
And when the Emperor Augustine accepted Christianity to be the state religion.
你只要生在罗马帝国里。
The moment that you are born in the Roman Empire.
你就是教会里面的人。
And that you belong, you will be the members of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹从第四世纪开始
so the, from the beginning of the fourth century,
你看见的不光有麦子也有了稗子
not only that we have the wheat, we have the cows.
现在他们把教会变成世界
and now the church has turned into a world.
因为在教会里面你分不出这个世界呢这个到底还是教会
and whether in the same country or whether it's a true church or the world.
教会只有麦子没有稗子
you know that within the church there's only the wheat, there's no cows.
教会就能够给我们看见天国的实际
because the church will be able to see the reality of the kingdom.
但是弟兄姊妹第二个比喻告诉我们什么
Second parable tells us,
给我们看见说表面上你看不出来
and so we can see the hourly we can't
有麦子有稗子
you have the wheat and you have the cows.
这什么意思
What does it mean?
这给我们看天国的外表
That is the outward appearance of the kingdom.
得救人在里面
they have those who are saved.
不得救人在里面
unsaved, they are also
天主教徒在里面
they have the Catholic,
摩门教徒也在里面
those are the moments
there. 各种异端的人都在里面
those who are the cows, they were all
表面上都跟天国发生关系
outwardly they have all associated with the kingdom.
但是呢，这只是天国的外表来说。
It's only the outward appearance of the kingdom.
请记得，
let's remember,
有实际。那就是麦子所代表的，外表就是这些败子所代表的。所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们所看见的基督教，严格说来，这个就是这个天国的外表。我们不只讲 Christianity， 我们也讲 Christianism。
We talk about the Christendom.
那什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
那就是说基督教已经变成国度了。
And now that the Christianity has become the kingdom.
请记得，真正的国度的实际。哪些那些蒙恩得救的人？
Are those who are truly saved.
但是弟兄姊妹，到了第二个比喻的时候，
when we come to the second parable,
你看见说有麦子也有败子。
We know that at the same time there's a wheat and a tares.
神的旨意是什么？
What is the view of God?
让两个一起长。
That to allow two of them to grow together.
弟兄姊妹，所以你看见今天的外表。
And so today, when we observe
基督教的外表，
the outward appearance of Christianity,
就是第二个比喻。
And that is the second.
神让他们一起长。
Who allows them to grow together?
那谁是真的麦子呢？
And who is the true wheat?
谁是真的败子？
And who belongs to the wheat?
等到麦子快成熟的时候，
when the wheat is about to ripe,
它就垂下来。
And we know we will droop.
而败子是一直长上去。
But the tares will continue to grow upwardly.
但是不要紧。
Doesn't matter.
圣经告诉我们说，到了世界的末了，
Bible tells us come to the end of the world，
那就是收割的时候。
And that is the time of harvest。
弟兄姊妹，收割是和成熟发生关系。
And we know that harvest is associated with maturity。
收割什么意思？
What does it mean by harvest？
就是离开这个农场。
And we know that harvest means that you will leave the ground。
把它放在家里。
And that is to keep it in the home。
你懂的意思吗？我们今天神把我们种在地上，这什么意思？这什么意思？这就是神把我们种在这里。但是我们成熟了以后怎么
了？
他把我们割起来，放在他的家里。他的家在天上。你把这些麦子放在天上。这什么？
What does it mean?
这就是圣经的 rapture 被提。
And that is meant by rapture in the Bible.
所以我们讲教会被提。
And we talk about the rapture of the church.
圣徒被提。
Talk about the rapture.
我们真的面红耳赤。
And that we are all be able to...
到底我们什么时候被提？
When are we being raptured?
你忘记了，被提和成熟发生关系。
You know that rapture has something to do with
maturity. 你明白吗？如果你明白为什么被提，
you understand the meaning of rapture.